What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League. Welcome to today's episode of Find a Way Daily. On today's episode, we talk about, are you tired? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Are you going after it and you're going after it every single day and you have good intentions, right? You're going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You're going after it hard, but then you get burnt out, you get tired. Like, what happens? Why am I so tired? How come I wake up every single day and I'm tired? You know, maybe you've got a, you know, significant other, a spouse, you've got kids, you run a business. That's a lot of stress in itself, right? It's a lot of stuff to take on. And you're just tired. You're working. You are, you know, going through the grind and hustling every day. And you're exhausted. And there's an interesting topic that I want to talk about with you, like right as I'm making this podcast for you. It's 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm on my way to the gym, which I don't go to the gym a lot. I've got a home gym, and I work out outside a lot. But, you know, people ask me all the time, like, how do you keep going like that? How do you have all that dang energy all the time? And so I just wanted to spend this quick little episode here with you about, like, where do you get energy and where do you not? Because I think people, they misunderstand. When we're in this personal development economy that we're in, like everybody has a piece of advice. You Google, right? You see 3,700 or maybe even more than that. It's probably tens of thousands of pieces of advice on energy and productivity and all this kind of stuff. I just want to kind of clear the air and set the record straight on what is going to give you energy and what is not. Because there's a lot of people out there talking about, you got to grind, you got to get 4 hours of sleep, and rah! And that's a fast way to get to an early grave for most of us. And so I want to talk about, like, where energy comes from, why you get tired, and, you know, how can you keep pushing through? Because in The League, which is our coaching program and our mastermind that we do a lot of competitions. And in the competitions, you know, when somebody comes into the coaching program and they're new to these competitions, they go into the marathon of these competitions as a sprinter. And they go in and they're halfway through the competition and they're reporting going, oh my gosh, I'm burnt out. I don't know what to do. And when that's a whole nother subject, what burnt out is and what burnt out isn't. Most people, when they say I'm burnt out, they're not burnt out, they're just tired. Burnout is like you are physically knocked out, on the bed, can't get up, fried. Like, burnout is a serious health problem. But what most people talk about when they talk about burnout is I'm just exhausted, going through the grind, and, you know, I'm tired. That's really what they're talking about. And so it's interesting, when I'm on stage, I'll usually ask a crowd, hey, where do you get energy from? And the answers I get are very funny. Some people will say, food. And I'm like, food? Food is not where you get energy. At least that's not how I see it. Food is very much a recovery mechanism, much like sleep. Right, so if you are tired, though, we do need to look at your four game changers. We need to look at, are you meditating daily? Are you exercising daily? Are you eating right? And are you sleeping? But before I get to those, there's something else you need to understand about where energy comes from. Because you can call on energy anytime you want. You can call on energy when you're feeling tired. And no, it's not caffeine. Right? That's easy, David. Just give me a cup of coffee. Bam, I'm going. Yeah, but there's always going to be a whenever you put your body into that state with caffeine, there's going to be a crash to that too. So think about it like this. Two things bring energy. and it's not food. Because let me ask you something. You ever had a lot of energy in the morning and then you eat a lunch and now all of a sudden you're like, okay, nap time? That's because food, I look at as more of a recovery mechanism. What brings energy to you is two things: oxygen and blood flow. That's why exercise brings energy. That's why if you ever get scared, right, you have this big gasp and there's a lot of blood flow going on in the body, you get a lot of energy. So the question is, how do you keep that going? Because the biggest mistake people make is they will go through their day, they'll be doing good, they're on task, and then they make the mistake of sitting down. You know, in my home office as well as my office, I have stand-up desks. I adopted that early in my career and have always just stuck with it. Stand-up desks allow me to not ever fall into it, right? And then I have a trampoline also in one of my offices where if I feel like I'm falling into a little bit of a rut, I get the blood flow going, I get the oxygen going, I jump on the trampoline, it's easy on the joints, it gets the blood pumping, and I've got a ton of energy. Movement is going to get you energy. So my question for you would be, like, how much are you moving, or are you in a stationary position? Are you sitting down most of the day? If that's the case, you are wreaking havoc on your body. You're wreaking havoc on your energy levels. There's also, you know, tons of ways to gain energy, right? There are cupping techniques where you can be cupping and slapping your body to bring energy. There are there's a million things you can do. There's meditations you can do that will bring energy. But what I want you to get is you need to be having management over the oxygen and the blood flow in your body. When you sit, both are gone. Both are gone. So the first thing, like when I get up in the morning, first of all, my alarm is on the other side of the room, so I have to get up. So there's a little bit of blood flow going on, but I know that if I'm tired, like if I get to that alarm and my body is like, or my mind is like, go back to bed, I'm like, start jumping up and down, you know, get some movement going, just some heavy breathing, some deep breaths in, deep breaths out, because I know that if I do that, the oxygen and blood flow is going to be pumping through me. So that's what you want to look at. The other thing that I'd like you to consider is this: if you are feeling tired, sleep. For goodness sakes, sleep. We have put such a, oh my God, you get 8 hours of sleep, you're a loser. That is not the case. You need to sleep. Most people, and I've looked at so many studies, and you're not, I don't see any studies out there of people who actually like do research. Now you might go to, you know, jodysmith.com. Now I have no idea, I'm just making something up, but you might go to somebody's website and they have an opinion, but they're not a doctor. They don't know. And they'll say, well, you only need 6 hours of sleep. Studies have shown that human beings need 7 to 9 hours sleep. And I know there's people on this, right? There's people in the league that are like, David, I can't even sleep 7 hours. That's probably true. There are some human beings that just can't seem to, they can't do it. They can't sleep more than 6 hours. They can't sleep more than 4 hours. Look, in baseball, there's people who throw 95 miles an hour, but that's not the average. The average person in baseball is throwing, I don't know, 70 to 80 miles an hour. They're not throwing 95. And there are freaks of nature out there that are just, they're gifted. They're able to sleep on 4 hours of sleep and grind and do it. I can feel it. If I go 6 hours sleep too many days in a row, I'll all of a sudden become a zombie. I can't even think. I daze out, right? People are like, where are you? I'm gone. I just, my mental capacity isn't there. I feel tired. I'm exhausted. And that's because I'm not sleeping. If I'm not eating right, same thing. I'm not recovering enough. So I end up being tired. Or if I eat too heavy of a meal or I ate too many carbs early in the day, I get exhausted. I have to manage that. I have to manage my diet. What you eat and how you sleep and how you exercise and whether you're meditating or not, I promise you, changes the game for you. I promise. So those would be four things to manage if you are feeling tired. Whenever I get tired, I feel quote unquote burnt out. First of all, I don't think people get burnt out. I think they just lose purpose and stop managing their energy levels. But the first thing I go to are those four things. Am I meditating? Am I exercising? Am I eating right? Am I sleeping? And then am I keeping the blood flow and oxygen at a high level? No, they can't always, right? You want to manage it throughout the day, but you don't want to be the sprinter in the marathon that's tanked halfway through the race. You want to manage it. If you need to get more sleep and sleep in that day, for goodness sake, sleep in. It doesn't mean you're a loser. It doesn't mean you're a loser. That there's days I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and there's days that I wake up at 7. And everything in between. Generally, I'm around 6 o'clock. But, you know, just because I'm waking up at 7, I don't sit there and make myself wrong. There's days where I know I need sleep. My body needs sleep in order to recover, to put myself in a position to have nice oxygen and blood flow going on so that I have a lot of energy, okay? So where in your life are you doing that? Are you, hitting the grindstone so hard that you're not giving yourself a chance to recover? Are you sitting in, sitting most of the day where you don't have oxygen and blood flow? I'd invite you to look throughout your life and see, where do I need energy levels and how can I get the oxygen and blood flow kicking, right? Like, I have a jump rope a lot of times in my trunk that if I need energy, I'll go up and grab the jump rope and I'll start jump roping. And it brings a lot of, I gotta tell you, like, I feel phenomenal after it. So how can you keep the oxygen and blood flow going? And how can you start mixing in more meditation, a better diet, more exercise, and get some darn sleep? Okay, I hope this helps you. Until next time, go out there every single day and find a way to win. And by the way, I almost forgot. If you like this podcast, I would love it. I would be honored if you shared it. I am grateful for you being on it. And I would love it if you came and followed us on Facebook or YouTube or any of those channels that we're on. Okay, guys, until next time, go find a way to win. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.